Parshas Ekev Toshin Ayin Zayin. Here we go. Alun Shemin Tzchosufu Shlema Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Basia Mordechai Yaakov Yehuda Ben Rivka Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. So today I just want to focus on three ideas about connecting to a Rebbe, specifically about Yerushalayim, and having a Rebbe will lead a person to have Yerushalayim. What does Yerushalayim mean? And also three ideas on Simcha, three ideas on joy. Here we go. The Pasuk tells us, Perek Yod, Pasuk Yod Beis, probably one of the more famous Pesukim of our Parsha. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu ask from you? But to fear him. The Gemara in Brachos, Amalam Gimel Beis, says very famously, okay, so Hashem asks us for your Shemaim. Is that such a small thing? Milta, just as he, is that a small thing? The Gemara answers, but Teretz Ukein, Eitz Moshe Davar Katan, by Moshe Rabbeinu is a small thing. So everyone goes to town. How is that an answer? A Kadosh Baruch Hu only asks me for a year. Is that such a small thing? He only asks you. Year Shemaim is a big thing. The Gemara says, oh, by Moshe it's a big thing. Okay, Shkoyach. By Moshe Rabbeinu, by the greatest leader of all time, it was a small thing. But what about for us simple Jews living in Tavshin Ayin Zayin? So at the end of the day, how is Gemara's answer an answer to the question? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Gemara says that, is it Hashem just asked you? Is that a small thing? Gemara says, yeah, but yes, by Moshe. But it's not a small thing by every Jew. So before we go on to two answers, actually it's really the same answer, I wanted to be able to share an insight of the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov explains an amazing idea on this pasuk. The Baal Shem Tov explains, and I heard this from Rav Chaim Marcus Shlita, Springfield, New Jersey. He called the Baal Shem Tov, he says, no. Va'ata Yisrael, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu ask you? Ma, Hashem Elokecha Shomimach. He asks from you the word ma. What does ma refer to? Ma means what? But ma also refers to a code word, va'anachnu ma, by Moshe and Aaron, used as lashon by in Parshas Peshalach. Kodesh Baruch Hu asks for one thing from you. What does he ask from you? He asks from you to have a little humility, to be a little humble. That's what he asks from you. Very insight, very interesting, very chassidish pshat. But let's go back to our real pshat, our real understanding. Okay, so by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a small thing. What about by every Jew? Says the Baal Shem Tov again, and this is the same answer given by the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So we have the world of the Hasidic world, the world of the Litvish world, all coming together, which they're all coming together. As I like to famously say, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to say, show us the Jewish people that the Hasidim know how to learn, and that the Litvaks are always besimcha, right? Usually you just see a Chassid is very besimcha, and the Litvaks know how to learn better than the Hasidim. No. When is the Baal Shem Tov's yard side? The Baal Shem Tov's yard side is on Shavuos, Matan Torah. When is the Groz yard side? Zman Simchaseinu, Sukkos. Right? So at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show you, don't think the Baal Shem didn't know how to learn, don't think the Groz was not besimcha. That was just a little rant, a little parenthetical note. Back to the answer over here. What's the answer to the Baal Shem Tov of the Nefesh HaChaim? So by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. What does that mean to me? He says, when a Baal Shem Tov and Nefesh HaChaim, when a Jew connects himself to a Baal Shem Tov, to a Nefesh HaChaim, you connect yourself to a Rebbe. You connect yourself to someone who's mamish living in their Avodas Hashem, mamish a great Avoda. That has a trickle-down effect. Every single one of us need, and I'm sure we all do, we have to constantly, constantly be searching out Talmidei Chachamim, whether it be Rebbeim, Rebbetzins, role models, counselors, this and that, teachers. We constantly have to be able to connect ourselves to someone who's mamish grown. That means someone's older, someone's a little wiser, someone who we feel inspired by. That's the Avoda. So now let's plug that answer back in. When the Gemara says, Hashem just asked me for Yira, the Gemara says, oh, by Moshe Rabbeinu it was a small thing. Okay, Shkoyach, what about everyone else? No, by Moshe Rabbeinu it was a small thing. So if you attach yourself to a Moshe Rabbeinu, if you attach yourself to every Jew, to a Rebbe, to a Rebbe, to a teacher, it has a trickle-down effect. And that's a great, that reminds me of a great story. The Dumna Magid, the famed Talmud, Kwasim Mishalim, the Dumna Magid, the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, the Dumna Magid goes to the Gra, and he asks Rebbe, how do you be mashpia on your Talmidim? You're such an amazing mashpia, but how do regular people be mashpia? So the Gra says, you know, you ever look at a grape juice cup? Grape juice cup, sometimes you have small little cups. If you make sure that big cup is always overflowing, then the little cup could also get some drops also. He says, he told the Dumna Magid, make sure you're a koisi revaya. Make sure that you're an overflowing cup. And when you're constantly an overflowing cup, then your grape juice, your Torah, your Shemaim, your Tefillah, your inspiration could be mashpia unto others as well. But Baal Tanya takes it a step further. If you look at the beginning of chapter 42 in the Tanya, chapter Mem Beis, he asks this question. How it really doesn't look like an answer. Okay, by Moshe it's a small thing, but you know what he says? No. That realize every single Jew, every single Yid, has a Moshe Rabbeinu inside of them. Elo HaInyan.
Ki kol nefesh v'nefesh mibeis Yisrael yesh v'mechinas Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. Every single one of us have a place in our neshama called Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, says the Baal Tanya, that the Gemara's answer is actually a good answer. The Gemara says is that, by Moshe Rabbeinu it was a small thing. It's not just referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's referring to every Jew. Every Jew has a mamash of Moshe Rabbeinu inside of them. So we go, but before we go to the part two about Simcha, let's just review what we did about Yira, about finding Chodesh Baruch Hu. The pasuk started off in Perek Yira, pasuk Abiz. Hashem just asked me for Yira. What does that mean? He just asked for Yira. So we said for the first about Hashem that says no. First about the Chodesh Baruch Hu asked from you to be ma. What does ma mean? To be a Baal Anova, to have humility in your life. Beautiful, nice insight from the Baal Shem Tov. But then we said the Gemara Bracha says Hashem just asked me to have Yira. Yira is a big thing. The Gemara says, no, by Moshe, it's a small thing. Okay, what about by every other Jew? The Baal Shem Tov and the Nefesh Chaim both say, no, when you connect yourself to a Rebbe, to a teacher, to a Rama, to a Rebbetzin, then they can be able to give you Yira, then they can be able to give you inspiration. As I like to say, for Rav Chaim Marcus, also quoted the Rav and Rav Obi, both say, Yira doesn't mean fearing Hashem sitting in your seat and thinking about how scary Hashem is. Yira means recognizing Hashem in everything in your life. Recognizing Hashem in the car, in the restaurant, in the gas station, you find Hashem everywhere you go. When you connect yourself to a Rebbe, you mamash find a Kodesh Baruch Hu everywhere in your life. And this is so, so important. This is what the Gra told the Domna Magia. And the Baal Tani takes the next step further, and he says that every Jew mamash has a Moshe Rabbeinu in them. When the Gemara says that by Moshe it's a small thing, we have to realize that every single one of us has a Moshe inside of us as well. So now, what's so great about having a Rebbe? So I think having a Rebbe gives a person a dracha, but it also gives a Jew simcha. And where do we see simcha in the Parsha? So look in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yutes, the Pasuk says, if you're going to forget a Kodesh Baruch Hu, your God, you're going to go to other gods and you're not going to be able to serve Him. And you're going to be destroyed. So the Kotzker said it, a very nice idea. He said this early in the week, but I want to repeat it as well. The Kotzker said, V'haya, we know from the Medrash, is a Lashon Simcha. So how could we see V'hayim Shechach Tishkach Hashem Alchecha? How could it be any Simcha about losing a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Says the Kotzker, no, you have to read it like this. V'haya im Shechach. If you forget the Vahaya, if you forget the Simcha, Tishkach es Hashem Elokecha, then you're not going to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll be lost. Put the comma after the word Shachach. Vahaya and Shachoach. If you forgot the Vahaya, if you forgot the Simcha in your life, if you forgot the Simcha and the Avodas Hashem, and you're davening and you're learning and keep it off aim, and Tishkach es Hashem Elokecha, then you're going to be able to, you're not going to be able to find Hashem, you'll be lost. Beautiful inside the Kotzker. But I saw Rav Melech Biderman had a very, very different pshat. Before we get to Rav Melech, I think this is really how it happens to be the opening words of the psukim, opening words of the parsha. It says V'haya Ekev Tishmuun. So I once heard a pshat, or if I didn't hear a pshat, maybe it's my pshat, Hashem's pshat. But I think it's someone else says this. I forgot who. V'haya Ekev Tishmuun. So I think the lashon is it should be V'haya. V'haya. If you're besimcha, then Ekev Tishmuun. Esa Mishpatim Ha'ilah. Or maybe that's why there's a hefsek there. V'haya hefsek. If you're besimcha in your life, then Ekev Tishmuun is Meshabbatei Ma'ila. Then you could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of His ways. Now maybe that could be the second idea. It's Simcha Bo Avos Hashem. If do as Hashem B'Simcha, the Gilu Bernado, if you feel a Geshmak about Avos Hashem, if you want to feel B'Simcha about Avos Hashem, to make sure to constantly remind yourselves how much we love, how much you have to love each other, and also more just as important, how much you have to love yourself. The Rishoner says an amazing idea on that pasuk. Back to the Hayam Shachach pasuk, a perik test pasuk yutes. What does he say? He says Shachach. Besides being forgotten, it also means find. It also means found. So he says an amazing thing. It's very simple, very similar idea to Avodas Hashem to Besimcha. He says Vahayam im Shachach. If you find the Vahaya, if you find it, Simcha, right? Vahaya, the Medrash says is a coder for Simcha. Vahaya im Shachach. If it's found, if Vahaya is found by you, then Tishkach es Hashem Elokecha. Then you're going to find a Kodesh Baruch Hu, your God. Very, very inside. The Kosker read it, Vahaya im Shachach. If you forget the Vahaya, then Tishkach es Hashem Elokecha. Then you're going to forget Hashem. The Rishoner says a very interesting, very deeper pshat. Vahaya im Shachach. If you find, that Shachach means to find. If you find the Vahaya in your life, then Tishkach es Hashem Elokecha. Then you're going to find a Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. Jew constantly needs Simcha. Jew constantly needs to be connect himself to a Rebbe. When you connect yourself to a Rebbe, you connect yourself to the overflowing cup of joy in Simcha Mamish. Just to be able to close with a beautiful story. Maaseh goes to the Kedushas Levi's father-in-law was very, very upset when he left to be able to go to Mezrich. Kedushas Levi was there for a while, and finally Kedushas Levi got back. And Weinberger liked to say the story that the Kedushas Levi father-in-law asked him, so new, what did you learn by the Magid? The Kedushas Levi said, I learned the most important thing. I learned that there's an Eibishter. I learned that there's the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Kedushin of his father-in-law said, very nice. Doesn't everyone know that? And he called the maids. He called one of the maids over and he said, do you know that there's Hashem? He says, yeah, there's a God, of course. So what's the difference between you and the maidservant? Says the Kedushin of his father-in-law, Kedushin Levi. The Kedushin Levi looked back at his father-in-law, with mamash great, 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 great simcha in his eyes. And he said, she says that there's a God, but I know that there's a God. When the Kedushin Levi finally met his Rebbe, the Maggid, he knew that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. Constantly have to be searching for our Rebbe. Constantly have to be searching for the person that leads that brings us closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Gemara says, what should your Rebbe be like? The Rebbe should be like a Malach Hashem Tzavakos. To be someone like an angel. The Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us. The first and foremost, we should always look for Moshe Rabbeinu in our lives, for people that inspire us, to give us our Drachah, to give over Torah. And we also have to say, like the Baal Tanya, to see that every single one of us has a Moshe Rabbeinu inside of us. Like Moshe Tzvi Reinberg likes to say from the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Asei lecha Rav." You should make for yourself a Rebbe. But Rav Moshe Tzvi, I think, quoted the Sfas Emes who said, "Asei lecha Rav." Make for yourself your Rebbe. Make sure you inspire yourself to realize that you have a Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Baal Tanya. Make sure you have a Baal Tanya. You have the Moshe Rabbeinu inside of you. And what does that lead to you? That leads to have simcha in a person's life. If you forget the Vahayas as a Kutzker, then Tishkach Hashem Lechecha. Then you're going to be gone. But, says the original, Vahayim Shachach, if it's found by you, the Vahayim, then Tishkach Hashem Lechecha, then you're going to be fine at Kodesh Baruch Hu, you got. Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us, that we should find ourselves a Rebbe, a Rebbetzin, a role model, a teacher, someone who inspires us. And that way, we'll be able to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu with great simcha and great joy, and we'll constantly grow closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, as Hashem Yisbach.